Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival and Awards Macau. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Aaron Kwok. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, hi everybody.
And you're here as a talent ambassador of the festival. How do you see this role?
I have a responsibility to, you know, to let the people in the world that like film welcome to Macau. And then in the film, in the International Film Festival, you can watch a good movie in the world and group together, and then in the festival time, so don't miss it. And because in Macau is a very, very entertainment city, you can see a lot of beautiful building, a lot of good food, and can join the festival and then watching a great movie in the world. So it's amazing.
So you mentioned that Macau is an entertainment city.
Of course, yes.
But then cinema to you, is it more entertainment or art or a mixture of both?
Movie is dream. Everybody wants to make a dream, you know? So film is making, let the dream come true. So I like movie because it's like fantastic, you know? Because everybody have their dream. But in a movie, you can see some kind of a story, and then you bring your like brainstorm your mind, you know. So, good movie can affect you. So, for me, I think movie is very important. City also very important.
Right.
So in Macau, that's amazing.
Yeah. So you would consider Macau a cinematic place?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
You mentioned movies can touch you and can really affect your life. Do you remember an early moment in your life, perhaps, when you watched a movie and it really affected you?
So many, many movies. For example, Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, you know, you can see the role he played is amazing.
Yeah.
And then he's very a positive man, you know. So this means like if you really want to do, no matter what your personal something is not perfect, but you can do what you want to do.
Yes. How would you explain the role of an actor?
I think, of course, I'm an actor and I'm a singer too. But in the past 10, I think maybe the past 10 years until right now, I focus maybe 70% in my movie. Because I'm getting mature, I'm growing up every day, so your mind and then your skill, all from your life. Movie is like a real life, and you can play the different kind of the role, and the role is in your blood, and like living with me in my life. So after the role, what I played, and then the emotion for that guy, or may in order, you know, the scenario for that role, and then after that, I will feel I'm living with him, and then I will getting mature, and I can see a different personality, maybe a different kind of my character I never seen before in my life.
Yeah. You believe that you never stop learning.
Yes, learning is very important. Yeah. Because you be an actor, you need to watching and observe everything in your life. Uh-huh. So that's why when you observe and very focused to learning and teaching everything, and then it's better for you to present your different kind of the role, what you play.
I see. You know what I mean? So let's just say, for example, in this experience at this festival that we are at right now, what would you say, have there been moments when you have been able to learn or also
you
teach?
Right now, I'm learning you, right? You know, like when you're doing an interview with the guest, you know, and then your like your personality, your attitude, your eyes, your it's like some kind of eye contact, and then you're smiling. everything I can learn it from you. So for me, I will remember that. I will like record it in my mind. One day, oh, I remember. This is your style. If I play a role, it's like I'm an anchor. So that's why I know how to. I know how to play it. You know what I mean? So this is how to learn. Why you teaching and every day. Yeah.
I'm flattered that you would remember me. I hope you're learning good things.
Yeah, I would tell. Yeah, if one day I'm playing the anchor, I will. Right? Oh, inspiration for you.
Thank you very much. I'm flattered. I want to go back to the fact that you are not only an actor, but a dancer, a singer.
Yeah.
How would you explain that those three roles in particular are connected with one another?
Actually, a different platform. The singer is, again, singing, dancing is a view Aaron Kwok. But actor, you play another character. It's not me. And the other side is when I'm doing my concert, I'm singing on the stage, and then I will hear instinct for the audience, from the audience. They give me shouting, yelling, grappling, you know, shouting me, you know. This is instinct thing, you know. But movie, you take a lot of time to shooting a movie, maybe a few more months, 6 months, and then when the movie and doing everything, release maybe close to 1 year. Mm. After 1 year, and then the movie come out, and then the people, the audience watch the movie, and then the feedback, you doing very well. But it's not the same time. Mm. It's not at the same time you can feeling that. So this is a different platform. But this is a different enjoyment, you know what I mean? Because movie, when you're doing a lot of good movie, and then the movie affect you, maybe inspire you from the movie, and then when the people, after they watch your movie, and then one day they look at you on the street, and then, hey, Aaron Kwok, I saw your movie, it's very good, you act so well. You know, this is fantastic for me. But on stage, it's immediately.
Yeah.
When I'm singing, after I finish my song, but and then wow, and then you immediately. So it is different.
Yes.
So, but it's also is some kind of art. The same of art.
But if it's different, art. But if it's different, then and as you said, it's as you said when you're singing, for example, you're
after,
yourself.
Yeah,
it's more.
It's my instinct. My character.
Yeah.
It's a real Aaron Kwok.
Instinct. And then when you act, you're someone else. Then
exactly.
Do you, but because you act and you obviously have a passion for acting, does that mean that you sometimes feel the need to be someone else?
I need to. I trust myself be someone else.
Right.
You know, actor is interesting thing. And then when you're doing the movie, when you're shooting the movie, it's totally different in my real life. I'm a very, you know, energetic people. But when you're shooting a movie at that period, and then you will very calm. You don't have no more, you know, like someone so-so. You know, when I'm shooting a movie, after I'm going to the location, shooting a movie, and then I back home, and then I'm ready for the script, and then ready for the character, and then I will like storage in my home. And then I want to very calm and very, you know, a pure, you know, shooting time for me. But when I'm a singer, I have a lot of, you know, entertainment. Are you going to have dinner and what, you know? So it's a different life. But I like to be, when I'm doing the movie,
yeah.
It's more quiet, very calm down, and then to very deep, and then to make my characters very strong. And perform in the movie.
Well, that's fantastic. I would have so many other questions to ask you, but unfortunately, we're out of time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.